Tonight, after mysterious drones forced the closure of two major airports in Denmark and Norway, President Trump calling on U.S. allies to open fire on Russian aircraft that cross into their territory.
Do you think that NATO countries should shoot down Russian aircraft if they enter their airspace?
Yes, I do.
Would the United States help them out in some way?
Depends on the circumstance, but, you know, we're very strong toward NATO.
This comes as Danish authorities say up to three large drones flown by a capable actor were spotted near Copenhagen Airport overnight, but that shooting them down would have endangered passengers. The Prime Minister is saying it's too early to know who's responsible, but that suspicion falls on Russia. NATO fighter jets shot down Russian drones that flew into Polish territory 2 weeks ago, then tracked three Russian MiG-31 supersonic fighters that violated the airspace of Estonia. But the NATO jets did not engage them, and Russia denies its fighters were involved. Firing on a manned Russian jet would be a major escalation, risking a full-blown conflict between Russia and NATO allies, including the U.S. Vladimir Putin's spokesman denies any Russian involvement in the airport closures in Denmark and Norway, which led to more than 60 flights like these being diverted and around 120 flights canceled, according to the Flight Radar 24 tracker. Today, this drone jammer deployed at Copenhagen Airport as the escalation continues in Europe's increasingly dangerous skies.